Turning now from the state of the city to the state of Massachusetts, veterans, specifically their access to health care.
Veterans in the Boston area have access to good health care options, but that's not the case for vets in other parts of the state. In fact, the Federal Veterans Administration spends almost four times as much on the health care for vets who live around Boston as it does on those who live on Cape Cod.
WBUR and six other stations around the country are partnering now with NPR to look at 3,000 counties and compare health care coverage for former members of the armed forces.
As part of the collaboration, WBUR healthcare reporter Martha Biebinger looked at some of the reasons behind these large discrepancies in spending and the people who are affected by them.
And Martha joins us now. Welcome, Martha.
Hi, Lisa.
Could you tell us about the spending discrepancy and where you found evidence of it?
So I just looked at healthcare, and what I found is that the VA spends a little over $25,000 per veteran in Boston. On the low end, you have Nantucket, which was just under $4,000 a year. Barnstable is about $6,500. Worcester, so you know, is just under $10,000. There's quite a discrepancy across the state. And Suffolk is almost two times higher than any of the other counties in Massachusetts.
Suffolk County, which is part of Boston, the others that you were talking about on the Cape and Islands. What accounts then for the discrepancy? Why so much lower for vets receiving health care who live on Cape Cod?
Well, we don't know for sure, but we know some of the reasons. Talking to vets on Cape Cod, they're part of the Providence VA system.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island. That's right. So they have to drive roughly 75 miles from Hyannis, say, to the VA hospital for anything besides primary care. So if they want a CAT scan, if they need blood work, beyond testing, if they need treatment for cancer, any kind of surgery, all of that has to be done in Providence. So it's a 3.5 to 4 hour round trip. And if they ride the van, which some volunteers staff every day, then they're going to be waiting all day for everybody else who's on that van to finish their services. We spoke to Richard Dobie, for example, who couldn't make it to Providence when he had a cellulitis, that's a skin infection, and he went to a hospital on Cape Cod because he needed immediate care. He had some problems, though, getting that care paid for.
When you call up, they say if it's an emergency and it's after hours or weekend or whatever, call 911. Well, if you go in the emergency room, they end up, they send the bill to the VA. The VA rejects it. The hospital sends the bill to you, and then you have to argue with the VA about the bill to get them to pay. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Right now, for that case of cellulitis, Richard Dobie, who's a 73-year-old Army veteran, is trying to negotiate thousands of dollars in bills and figuring out whether the VA or, you know, maybe he can get some help from the state in paying for that.
So what's the root of the problem there? Because a lot of us have problems, trying to decipher whether or not we have to pay for something or our insurance company pays for it.
If Mr. Dobie had gone to the VA hospital in Providence, then everything would have been covered.
And that's the closest one for him.
That's the closest one for him.
And the reason there are not closer VA hospitals or clinics?
Lisa, you could talk to the Congressional Budget Office about that. But the issue is that veterans are fairly spread out, and it probably would not be efficient to have a VA hospital within easy access of every veteran in the country. Congressman Seth Moulton is among those who says just building more VA hospitals is not the answer.
It's not just about making more VA hospitals, because there are places where that just doesn't make any sense economically. In those places, we ought to give veterans access to the best private care facilities. The bottom line is that Americans who have put their lives on the line for our country ought to receive the best health care in the world. And we've got to make that happen.
Now, Lisa, Congress did pass, and President Obama signed a Veterans Act in August of last year that gave veterans access to more private care. But it says that's only the case if you live more than 40 miles from a VA facility. And on Cape Cod, there is a clinic in Hyannis that offers primary care, And most veterans on the Cape are within 40 miles of Hyannis. But they're not within 40 miles of a hospital, and that's the problem.
For an emergency situation.
As Mr. Dobie illustrated.
Right.
Yes.
Where else is this a problem in Massachusetts?
Well, you have veterans in the Worcester area, for example, many of whom come into Boston for their care or skip it if they can't afford the time out of work to come to Boston for physical therapy, for example. I spoke to vets for whom that's the case. There are veterans in the western part of the state who have a hospital in Northampton, but many of whom live quite a distance, and you know public transportation is an issue in western Massachusetts and in many parts of the state, so they may not be able to get there easily. They can get there for the really serious care, but not for regular care, and that seems to be part of the reason why spending is lower in many areas outside Boston.
So the fact that the spending is lower is a direct result of the distance of a veteran to a VA hospital, is that correct?
We think that's one reason. This is not definitive. In other words, no one has looked at this in a way that spells it out all that clearly, but we think that convenience is a big factor. Some of the other factors are that doctors and nurses are paid more in Boston than they are in Providence, so the cost of the care delivered in Boston is higher. And then there may also be a higher concentration of sicker patients in Boston, where they have the Chelsea Soldiers Home, for example, for sicker and older veterans. There's the homeless shelter. There are places where veterans who are lower income gather in Boston, and they are getting more of their care in Boston as a result, and that may be another reason why costs in Boston are higher.
Why it costs more. Has anybody looked at how that $25,000 a year spent on a veteran getting health care in the Boston area compares with the amount spent on veterans elsewhere?
So you could look at that compared to, say, Medicare or the average expenditure in among private insurance patients. But the issue there is that veterans who seek VA services are often the veterans who are most in need. So it's hard to come up with an even comparison. You can compare veterans spending across states, and there Massachusetts spends more than many other states around the country. Again, that may be because the cost of care is higher, though, here than it is, say, in Texas.
Okay, thank you. WBUR healthcare reporter Martha B. McGurr, thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.
Listeners, you can find a link to Martha's NPR story on veterans' healthcare coverage at radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our program is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna.
Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.